the 17th of March, 1973, Paul Cummings talked to Harold Stevenson in his apartment in the Dakota.
I celebrated it in Connecticut. I felt like a Yankee for the first time in my life.
Well, you were born in Oklahoma.
Right.
Where you still live or have some residence? Or?
Yes, it's a
complicated.
It's a simple saga in a way, kind of like the saga of America. I was born there. I have never really given up my ties there.
Mm-hmm.
And much to the alarm of many of my intimate friends, I rather hope to be able to die there.
Hmm.
You know, after the saga has really run its course.
Yeah.
I'm very attached to the land.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of romantic, gone with the wind notions about all that.
And well, what part of Oklahoma is this now?
The southeastern part is, and it is called Idabel. It's a word you'll hear in our talk quite a lot, because in a sense, Idabel is the point of reference and return for almost everything that has happened in my life, including my work and certainly all of my private life, is related in some way, at least to me, to Idabel. And I know it becomes kind of boring for, as I say, for my personal friends to have to put up with all these references that I make. If the sun sets a pretty way, whether that be in North Africa or Manhattan or wherever, I'm very likely to say, but it's almost as good as the sunset on a certain day in Idabel in 1934.
Well, what is this, a little town or a country place, or what kind of a surrounding did you grow up in?
It's a very rural area. I suppose, to be realistic, I should say it was a very rural area. It is in the process finally of changing.
Mm-hmm.
And as one of my old friends in the town, one of the old timers, said to me one day in the post office, an elderly woman said, "Well, Harold, what do you think about the town changing?" And I said, "Well, I suppose it was bound to come." And she said, "Yes, I've waited all my life for Idabel to change." And she says, "Now that it's changed, I don't know that it was really worth waiting for." So, there's a lot of that rapport with the townspeople. A point of view I share with them, the old timers at any rate, the old guard of the town, that I suppose will in some way govern the entirety of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very small town when I was born, 2,327 people, I believe.
Were you in the town or in the country or what?
Well, I was born in town, in the house of my grandparents, which is where my parents now live, and which will, if it lasts, will be mine.
Mm-hmm.
And in that period in which I was born, still 1929, there was a lot of leftover from Southern history. You see, my both sides of my family come from Arkansas, and originally from Alabama and Virginia. So
they just went right straight west?
Went right straight west. Yeah. My grandfather was kind of a pioneer type, a rather eccentric man, who went west sort of late in life, to start life again. He was a very courageous person. He married at the age of 40 for the first time and only time, and produced one child, which was my father. And he brought my father as a little boy and my grandmother to this